Let's talk about the airline crisis in the U.S.
Oh, no, not that.
Hello? This is your captain speaking. There is absolutely no cause for alarm. No. Let's sink it. They're thinking, what is there absolutely no cause for alarm about?
Michelle Summers Halloran, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. With all the crises in the airline industry, or crises in the airline industry right now, is it time for pilots in America to get a plan B?
Probably. If they haven't figured it out already, we're probably headed towards a recession. And if you look back over history, you'll see that the airline history is very much tied to the recession history. So if you haven't figured out a plan B, now would definitely be a good time to start with the impending furloughs. However, it's not as bleak as it seems to be portrayed by the media.
Michelle Summers Halloran is a former pilot and assistant professor at the Department of Aeronautical Science at Emory-Riddle University. And she's with us today to talk about the latest airline cutbacks. United Airlines announced this summer it plans to furlough 950 pilots, this after it announced it was cutting 1,600 jobs. And Michelle, you've been furloughed many times in your piloting career. What's that like?
It's not very nice, actually. I've been furloughed twice by a major airline. And I tell you, the first time around was right after 9/11. So that was kind of expected. I was furloughed with about 10,000 other pilots in the United States. And so I didn't necessarily feel like I was all alone in that one at all. The second one, I was recalled about 6 months later and then flew for about another year and a half and got furloughed for 5 years on the second one. And I tell you, that was kind of, it's kind of strange because your passion is to fly airplanes for a living. And the fact that you can't do it with the airline that you wanted to do it with, is kind of heart-wrenching. So you stand in line at the unemployment office and you figure out other jobs that you can do, other skills.
And during these turbulent economic times, as you've described, you've said they're cyclical, so pilots should also almost anticipate that there's going to be some period of time when they're going to be out of work.
Absolutely, absolutely. At Embry-Riddle, we actually teach our pilots because it is a four-year program. So therefore, with the recession usually lasting 2 to 3 years from a typical history of recession, and the airline industry being so closely tied to the recession, you know it's not going to last forever. But we do teach our pilots about the cyclical nature of it and also give them other options as well and teach them how to basically study the airline industry as to when to change jobs, when to move from a lateral position or to upgrade to another position, when to go overseas for a flying contract, when to stay in a flight instructor job. For instance, at Embry-Riddle, we actually teach a master's program, and we allow our full-time flight instructors to be able to get a master's a degree for free, which is pretty amazing when you consider that everyone else is losing their jobs around them, and they're getting still flight experience, and they're still able to get a master's and even further themselves. But you have to be able to be in this airline industry with a very resilient spine. You can't take things too personally. Every time you get furloughed or you get laid off, your company went out of business. And that doesn't necessarily happen to every pilot either. I mean, about half the pilots I know have never been furloughed. About the other half
have been.
Yeah.
And what do you think? You think that since it's cyclical that the airline industry is going to rebound? Why?
Because about 70% of our nation's jobs are tied to the aerospace industry as a whole. And I'm grouping aviation, the airlines, in that 70%.
Mm-hmm.
You've got everything from Boeing, the manufacturer, all the way to the hospitality industry, the hotels, the catering, and et cetera. So, yes, it's definitely going to bounce back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Michelle Summers Halloran, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much.
It's an optimistic note.
Very optimistic. Michelle Summers Halloran is a former pilot for Hawaiian Airlines, and she's currently a teacher at the Department of Aeronautical Science at Emory-Riddle University.
In Port Orange, Florida.
In Port Orange. Now we have more headlines from Femi. Okay, Femi?
Hello, they're just coming out to 21 minutes to the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.